720 WGN. It's hard to have a conversation with anyone today and not have the Chinese balloon enter into the topic of conversation. Congressman Mike Quigley, representing the 5th District of Illinois, is with us. Mike, according to your statement, what we know is that China has acknowledged it belongs to them. It has solar panels. It's about the size of 3 buses. Are they able to maneuver it?
Oh, I think that's very unlikely. It's a balloon. It's up in the stratosphere, probably 3 or 4 times higher than a commercial aircraft. So, I mean, there's aspects of this that don't make any sense. I think both countries, with both presidents meeting recently, and Secretary Blinken and his counterpart planning to meet, I honestly believe they were attempting to normalize relations, and they obviously understand that this would make that far more difficult. And watching the Chinese for a long period of time, it is interesting, and I'm not mitigating this. This is egregious, and it's very, very serious. But this is as close to an apology as I've ever seen their government when they write, "The Chinese side regrets the unintended entry of the airship into U.S. airspace." Do I believe that this, you know, anything else they say? No. None of this makes sense at this point in time that they would do this. But, you know, let's not fool ourselves. This is a surveillance balloon, and it's not up there, you know, testing the weather.
Right. And obviously, over Montana, that's where some of our nuclear warheads are stored. But people were saying today it was also floating or drifting over southern Illinois. Is there truth to that?
Well, I'm going to guess it's wherever the hell the winds are. I mean, it's probably St. Louis, East St. Louis. If you follow the normal winds that flow sort of toward the southeast. So I suspect that's the case. But I will tell you, we don't know a lot, but I'm pretty sure there's nobody in Beijing with some device controlling where the hell this thing goes. And let me say something else, just to put this in perspective. I served on the House Permanent Select Committee on 8 years. Surveillance is an extraordinarily important issue, particularly from certain countries like China. It is very real and a threat. But does this balloon concern me more than the fact that there are low Earth orbit Chinese satellites there all the time, like hourly, a little longer than that, but all the time? So if this raises awareness that we should be concerned about that, great. But let's put this in perspective, folks. The capabilities of the balloon versus satellites, probably not that much difference. Why do you use balloons? Because they can be over an area for a much longer period of time than a satellite. But other than that, the fact that they're slow and obviously really visible means that you can mitigate. So I think that's what you're hearing our Department of Defense talking about. And, of course, that's what they'll do.
Congressman Mike Quigley is with us. So have members of Congress, senators been brought into this conversation? Is it all the Department of Defense? And do you support capturing it?
Well, you're not going to capture it. I mean, you could probably shoot it down. But as we have learned, there's probably a lot of really heavy stuff in there, very heavy equipment. And so there is a genuine risk if you shoot something down like that, that people get hurt.
So, what if it floats out over the ocean? Do we shoot it down then?
Look, you got to ask yourself why you're doing these things. You know, obviously, this is a very serious matter. You really got 2 choices, some sort of kinetic attack or diplomatic activity. So we've obviously got some time to think about this. I just want people to appreciate the fact that our greatest national security risk is not this Chinese balloon. It is the in this area, it is the ongoing surveillance,
Right, but people don't see that. People don't see that. And when they can see, they have a visible thing that they can look at, it induces fear based on some of the text messages that I'm seeing come in. People are concerned. And yeah, they don't put much thought into the surveillance that's being done on a daily basis that is more threatening. But this is something they see, and they're like, what is happening? We don't understand.
I understand, and I'm trying to explain. Look, we just had a Chinese student arrested and convicted of spying for China, getting information, the assault on our intellectual property, our tech, our academic institutions comes from the Chinese government, the human rights violation, military aggression. And look, they're attempting to be the world's economic power in order to be the world's, part of this is to be the world's military power. And they're very aggressive. I'm not mitigating on any of that. I get what their concerns are, because you're right. They can see it.
You can look up at the sky and see it, it has a different impact than if you're reading about Chinese surveillance.
We always need to deal with facts and the reality of the situation. I am not minimizing the balloon. I'm just saying, let's put this into perspective. The balloon will be gone relatively soon. Satellite's still there. All the other means that the Chinese government uses to surveil us, right? The intelligence community that they have to surveil us should be their concern. And all I'm saying is, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not as important, and in reality, more important.
When you say the balloon's going to be gone soon.
Well, the winds will take it. Nobody's controlling this, but the heavenly winds, right? It's going wherever the hell they want it to go.
I would imagine we have these as well, so we have a good idea of what is involved, what is happening, and what is indeed in that balloon. That's why the weight and the concern about it coming down. Correct.
Well, yeah, you can read in Politico that. There was a story last year in Politico that the Pentagon was expanding investment in high altitude balloon projects. But I never talk about U.S. capabilities, having served on the committee 8 years. I tell people, you want to read about it. It may be accurate. It may not be an open source. But we know enough about this to address it in this manner. The Pentagon, I think, is accurate to say it would be a mistake to shoot it down. It would create risk. It is not posing an imminent risk to the American public right now, other than the surveillance. And again, not minimizing that at all. I'm just saying it is part of a much larger effort, and that's what we should be concerned about.
Thank you so much for joining us, Congressman Quigley. We appreciate your time this afternoon.
Sure. Anytime. Take care.
Coming up, newsroom temperature check. But first, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.